The diet industry is now a multi-billion dollar business. One herbal supplement alone, ephedra, rakes in a couple of billion dollars a year. More on that story in a moment, but first, an update on government efforts to crack down on ads that promise consumers major weight loss without effort. The Federal Trade Commission has tried targeting the companies that produce deceptive advertisements. Now, as NPR's Patricia Nayment reports, it's turning its attention to the media that run them.
Federal officials like Howard Beals have been talking to the media. Beals is in charge of the Consumer Protection Division of the Federal Trade Commission. He recently held a workshop with doctors, scientists, and media representatives to discuss what could be done about ads that promise things like this.
Lose weight while you sleep. Lose weight without diet and exercise. Put this patch on your skin or this clip on your ear or this instep thing in your shoe and lose weight effortlessly.
Patently ridiculous claims, says Beals, that have increased especially in magazines over the past decade. And they all run despite what Beals calls an unprecedented amount of federal enforcement. Over the past 10 years, the FTC has filed over 90 legal challenges to deceptive ads and successfully sued a number of companies. In one case, a company was ordered to pay consumers $10 million to redress false claims. But unfortunately, Beals says it's just not enough to stop the ads.
We need help, frankly, and we're hoping that responsible media companies will help us by not running advertising that makes obviously false claims.
The FTC is now working to come up with a list of obviously false claims and even considering legal action against media outlets that knowingly run false ads. For its part, the advertising industry opposes the idea. Lisa Myers is president of the Electronic Retailing Association, which represents companies that sell products directly to consumers, like direct response TV, 24-hour shopping channels, and the Internet.
There's a considerable ambiguity in the expert advice around these weight loss products and claims.
For example, Myers says most experts will agree that weight loss is not permanent. If you use a product to lose weight, then stop using it and return to your old lifestyle.
But an ad that said, for example, if you continue to maintain a balance that's right for you with healthy eating and exercise, then your weight loss might be permanent.
And ads like that, says Myers, aren't false. While the debate continues, Dr. George Blackburn says overweight individuals suffer the most from misleading claims. Blackburn is a nutrition expert at Harvard Medical School.
They promise people that if they take their magic potion, that the pounds will come off of them without effort. This delays people from changing their lifestyle, changing their food selections, changing their portion size, and misdirects them so that people add weight and the epidemic gets worse.
The obesity epidemic is already responsible for millions of unnecessary cases of sickness and death from obesity-related heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. Patricia Nayment, NPR News, Los Angeles.